So one light around this area, that's it. Thank you. That's good enough. So I've been told it's Mother's Day, so we'd like to extend our appreciation to all the mothers, real mothers, and then also mother sentient beings as well. So happy Mother's Day. I didn't hear anything.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Fathers are also just like mother too, some ways. So happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thank you. So yesterday and the first day of multiple month and the Sakadawa started. So I thought today we will work on Guru Yoga, calling the Guru from far away. And a reason for the calling Guru from far away is the this year, since 2016, a little obstacles everywhere that I experience. One of the little obstacles I experience is physical issues. Another obstacle is spiritual activities issues. Other issue is the well-being of Dallas KTC issues. So trip to Mount College is also issue. So I have many issues that might be small issues, but they are still, regardless, those issues are obstacle for me. So calling Guru from far away is maybe we can all feel strong and happy and deal with obstacle, no problem. So first section, I'm going to recite the calling Guru from far away. And then, I think it's a long page. While I'm chanting, I will give some comments. Comments means some explanations, or I can just completely chant and then give some comments. So, which one you like? Yes?
First.
The chanting and the give little comments and chanting? Okay, we'll do that. So, I want all of you connect with your guru if you can. Connection with the guru connection with your lineage and a connection with your Buddha. Your Buddha Dharma connection came from your lineage that you involved with it. And therefore, it's inseparable with the Buddha Dharma as general and your lineage that you follow. That actually where you made the connection, it's all same package. If I mean said that. So it has a beautiful melody. Let me put in a good melody. And then also talking about a little bit explanation. All I want you to is meditate and feel the energy. Lama jeno, lama jeno, lama jeno. So lama, think of us. Lama jeno, lama jeno. Tenje zave lama jeno. Tusum sanje jengo bo. Londo tanju jenjo ne. Pozo gendun jenga da. Zave lama jeno. Sanla tuje deje. Mudra nani jenjo ne. Chende chendo gonzo ze. Zave lama jeno. Lama wabha me bhaje no. Tudra chuka lone zaya. Dazo lingi govaran jana. Dejin takpe chanda danzo. Lama jine sivan jeno. Wazar lunga lone zaya. Rido dunga zene jaya. Kamsang korwa donne donzo lama bema june jeno. Ngaya bema wune zeye nyingdu jamiya bema nyanda tuji nyewa nyede jonzo lama yeye zoja jeno gachu deji tonne zeye. Dede da so si ben so le tarbe tunjer jembo donzo kadar jive lama jeno sonjo ye ye lana zeye da jen jive mungan donne tobe nyima shawaranzo kunji jeme wazaran jeno. Lanta wenge lona zeke, kada gungba zayin zoni. Nangyan dara zimbaran zoje, nyami chowo yavzenje no. Gadiyan laje vune zeke. Tonye nyinje nyingbo jenje. Sansan je lai je varan zo je, chan jo marme taksan je no. De je dor je yane zai je, de dong zai jin jo nga da je, tang ga nying ve se varan zo je. Jik din wang so karma pan je no, ka jan dong da yane zai je. Chukwa demi jumara doyne, nansin kusayin javaran zoje, kaje jevye chungje jeno. Rana taibhe jane zayye, nikavye yen trpa zane, nyamto daru simbaran zoje, jirze kuma namgan jeno. Gorande yirme lone zeke, nanda dagung jesondene. Sarva lamjo jebaran zoje, Nyame shangpa ga jen jen no nanda san je chang ne sa ya ta du ra nyam le zo le gan jo ne ma le song jo ne ba zo je chu jin ta dong je ra bo je no chong me du je la ne sa ge de me to be to le jo do ne Long sen rong wang de varan zu jie Fa jie tang ba san jien jien no Le re zhi bi yang ne zai jie Ju bi san lang yang lang xiu ne Tem zhi san min jia varan zu jie Ma jie lab jie zhi man jien no Xi ra par sen long ne zai jie Dan Nansai banye yang ne zayge Dorje san la gami ndo ne Jalu anka ju ndo para zoyge Jamyang jense wangbo nje no Jinye yege lang ne zayge Mihye loye minba zayne Jera nangwae je buran zoyge Wazar dribe dorje jeno Jazara wing a lone zege Tilan singe dematane Yona bungo zonjo zuje Peman dong I ling by jeno De don jirme lone zege Yadar jarze gumba dada Nage yongze gongnen zoe je, nga wang yun di jang zoe je no, yang ye song jo long ne zai. Nge den zin run je je ne, kan jang lang den je nun zoe je, je se lo rin da ye je no, jang da nyen je ngang ne zai je, Drogan zhe jie ba ma jie ne, jien bin nying ne drum nun zu jie. Bin ma gar jie wang zong jie no, de jien wu zar yang ne zai jie. Tung a yi jie ngar zho ne, bong to nying zin jie varan zu jie. Bin jien yung zong ling ban jie no, Si ye nyam nye yang ne zai ya Mi ge namai ju la jie ne To dur du nyan jien bong zu jie Chen chi zi ve la ma jie no Ju zu de jien yang ne zai ya Rang re ju ge rang jia rang jia ne Si jie san jie du bong zu jie
Next section is a little different melody. It's all about devotion, connection. The idea is that every one of us, we should make good connection with Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, and especially your practice. So this melody is like this.
Jima dan de zem jin leng de do ji to me den nang go wa ye ran jiang ta ran dong an to me nyong ju ju ye ge je zhen ma ji be la ma jin no du jin nyor de ni jiang dan ni jie bu de zhen jie lu
So translation is alas sentient beings like ourselves who have committed negative actions, wandering in samsara from beginningless time, still experiencing endless suffering. We do not feel even an instant of
repentance. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that renunciation arise from the depth of our heart. I got translated. So next part is saying, although we have attained a precious human birth and leisure and resources, we waste it in vain, constantly distracted by the activities of this hollow life. Hollow life. When it comes to accomplishing the great goal of liberation, we are overcome by laziness and return empty-handed from the land filled with the jewels. Land filled with the jewels. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we make this life meaningful.
Lama je no to jinyo de ze me le don den de par sen je lo ma je sa nan le ba je ja mi ta da ji ji nin de pa ro ra ye nyo ba ne de je ge ja yo ra de de se pe nin ro bo lama je no to jinyo de ze lo mi lo na ton de sen je lo.
So saying, there is no one on this earth who will not die. Even now, people are passing away one after the other. We also soon must die. But like a fool, F-O-O-L, fool, we plan to live long. Lama, think of us, behold us, swift with the compassion. Bless us that we curtail all of our channelings. Lumi lona tombra singilo.
Nyandan de da ye so so de da ye so so sa se ne so be no ze gen je ju ji be le gen kyo de bon la man je no de gen yo de ze.
We will be separate from our closest friends, and others will enjoy the wealth we as misers kept. Even our body we hold so dear will be left behind. Our consciousness will wander without direction in bardos of samsara. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we realize the fulfill of this life.
We conceal
within ourselves a mountains of faults, yet we put down others and broadcast their shortcomings. Though they may be minutes
minute as a sesame seed. Though we have not the slightest good qualities, we boast saying how great we are. We have the level of Dharma practitioners. We have the level of Dharma practitioners. But we practice only non-Dharma. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we lost our pride. Bless us that we lose our pride and self-centeredness. We conceal within the demon of ego clinging that always bring us to ruin. All of our thoughts causes clashes to increase, and all of our actions have non-virtuous results. We have not even turned towards the path of liberation. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion.
Lama jeno tu jeno de se lama jeno guru ningbo me la ningbo.
So, to me zan la gadam gaje. A little praise makes us happy. A little blame makes us sad. With a few harsh words, we lost the armor of our patience. Even if we see those who, destitute, no compassion arises when there is an opportunity to be generous. We are tied in knots by greed. Lama, think of us, behold us swept with compassion. Bless us that our mind be one with the Dharma.
Go
This we have to translate. It's a good one. When practicing Dharma, we fall into dullness and drowsiness and sleep. When not practicing Dharma, we are clever and our senses are clear. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we overcome our enemy. Our enemy is our own negative emotions, the clashes. From the outside, we appear to be genuine Dharma practitioners.
on the inside, our minds have not blended with the Dharma. Not blended with the Dharma. We conceal our emotions, negative emotions inside, like a poisonous snake. Yet, when difficult situations arise, the hidden fault of a poor practitioner come to light. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with the compassion. Bless us that we also are able to tame our mind.
Ranjo rangyo dobar zenje lo ranjo ngamba rangyo madona jibe zog de jime na zo jenye mame gile la yogi gilo yanyan je jang yanyan je lama je no de jinyo de zen ranjo rangyo dobar zenje lo jare zong jenja la barbay nire dong jang ranjo zezre jang lama je no de jinyo de zen jila zedong dobar zenje lo lama je no de jinyo de zen Muguranje dobra zenje lo, jamro zenje zena zena ya. Muguninje tangne maje ve, tsakso monjo ge jangchu joon. Che lo zangje jato mage ve, lamanje no doje nyur doze, lamanje no doje nyur doze.
Although we have taken refuge in generate Bodhicitta, we made prayers, devotions, and compassion have not arisen in the depth of our being. Dharma activities and the practice of virtue have turned into hollow words. Hollow words. Our empty achievements are many. But the known have moved our mind. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that whatever we do is in harmony with the Dharma.
Da din do na dong a jian jie jiong yin bie zhen jie zhuan jie zhou zhong ya shen jiu jie jie rang du guan du jiu yin bie da jie jin nong xiao la de lao man jie nong du jin nong du zhen dan zhen luo ye dong wan zhen jie lu.
All suffering rises from wanting happiness for ourselves. Although it is taught that enlightenment is attained through benefiting others. We engendered bodhicitta while secretly cherishing our own desires. We do not benefit others, and further, we unconsciously harm them. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us that we are able to exchange self for others.
Sanjeng no lama mere zo dan zo den ba ga den ang ge ji rang do ma jong sen na ye je go ze ju nong la te song lo de do lama je no do je nyo de ze.
This you need to translate. Our Lama is actually the appearances of Buddha himself, but we take him to be an ordinary being. We came to forget the Lama's kindness and giving us profound instructions. We are upset if we do not get what we want. We see the Lama's activity and behaviors through a veil of doubts and wrong views. Veil is a V-E-I-L,
veil of doubts and wrong views. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with the compassion. Bless us that free of our obscuration, our devotion increases. Our own mind is a Buddha, but we do not recognize it. All concepts are the Dharmakaya, but we do not realize it. That is the uncontrived natural state, but we cannot sustain it. This is the true nature of the mind, subtle into itself, but we are unable to believe it. Lama, think of us, behold us swiftly with compassion. Bless us, bless that self-awareness be liberated into its ground.
Lama gundu gungi me ge ten ten zola de lama je no do ni nyo de de no mi lo na do ra zen je lo wan le le ba ni mo den da ra mar ze tan je dong a ju ra zo dong ni na je de we ro le yu te mi ge me ge lo le me je lama je no do ji nyo de chu le ni ru ne ba zen je lo na wo san je ju le me be la ta ma den den go wan ge zo je tar bu lan do lo do ze ji tenpo tenve jenke nandrave, lama jeno tu jinyo tuza, tamjun taro zinpo rizinje lo, joshe tangdinje urizinje lo, lume lo na tom rizinje lo, jowanyin ne rinpo rizinje lo, lela yichi je urizinje lo, lana parje me rizinje lo, tabla zunjun ne rizinje lo, jengi lando lo rizinje lo, nyingpo rangso to rizinje lo, jume mekwe je urizinje lo, nela rangyang jo urizinje lo, rangra nyingwe se rizinje lo, rana gyaza je rizinje lo, ceje sanje ndo rizinje lo. So wind is all Lama Ramboje. No ambodo deje chuje. Kame andala reza jele mi. Toye ye me and borzenge lo. So wind is lama ramboje. No embo do teje juje. Karme dala reza jole me toya ye me debar zenge lo.
We pray to you, precious Lama, Guru, kind Lama, Lord of Dharma. We call out to you with longing. For us unworthy one, you are the only hope. Bless us that your mind blends with ours. Sarva Mangala.
Sarva Mangala.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Now we meditate and hoping that all of us receive some blessings from lineage. Thank you.
So that will be the morning session, morning talk. And if you have any question regarding guru disciple or lineage, this is time I may be able to help you. Few words. Any question about guru, devotion, guru disciple, guru beads, please feel free to clarify. Go ahead.
How do we increase our devotion? What are the best techniques to increase our devotion?
Only answer I can think of is accumulation or practice. Like if you want to increase your money, you probably work hard and try to save the money. And you want to accumulate devotion more, perhaps you need to practice more and accumulate more. It sounds like not good answer, but that's only came in my mind. Next. Yes?
Rinpoche, would you share with us a little background of our lineage, please?
Say again?
Would you share with us some of the background of our lineage?
Oh, you read that, because that will be whole. Yeah. Maybe we should have seminar or teaching. Because it's not only one. I can tell you one answer for short because of time. I 100% believe myself this is a lineage from Shakyamuni Buddha. That's only I can say this time. But then you can have many, many more questions between that. Then that will take a lot of time to talk about.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Next person, next question. Yes.
If you're from one lineage and you...
Say again?
If you're from one lineage and you want to switch to another, how much good is...
How much you have to penalty pay?
Well, benefit before you seek refuge in the other lineage.
Does it matter? I have to speak a little diplomatically because lots of words that people speculating and gossips going on, and I never thought that there will be have any misunderstanding, but if there's a misunderstanding, I was hoping you come to my face and say, this word that you use that hurts me. And then I'll say, I don't understand, can you explain? And they'll explain. Then I go, if I see it's like crystal clear that I did something wrong, I will say, I'm so sorry. Let me take back what you want me to do. But if I don't understand what I'm sorry for, then it's very difficult. But anyway, that question is, let's say you have two lineages are dealing with, and you are two lineages, you don't know what to do, that is something you have to figure out. You have to get out of that problem. You have to get out because the reason is I didn't set up that way. In other words, I'm not there. The factor of that. So you can have three lineages, four lineages, but really how you're going to compromise, how they're going to put together, or you can say harmonize each other, or how you can let go some of them and then keep some of them. This is something when you go buffet restaurant, more likely you're picking up some things more than others and not picking up certain things. Something like that. So you have to sort out. that would be good. Yes.
My guru has come to me in dreams and other ways that I feel endeared and a strong connection.
Right.
Sometimes I feel guilty that I have like Green Tara, you know, close to me, and I have my Buddha on my shrine. Mm-hmm. And I haven't felt such a personal connection because.
So how you do that?
Yeah, should I feel guilty or, you know?
No, you don't have to feel guilty, in my opinion, because the yadam, the Tara is a yadam or deity practice, a female goddess, female bodhisattva. So Tara practice is due to fact blessings of the guru. So guru deity, guru yadam, and guru yadam, and Buddha, ultimately all one. And if you view as a one, then there is no contradiction at all, because the guru represents a yadam, guru represents a teaching of dharma, guru mind represents a Buddha's mind, guru's teaching is represents a dharma, guru physical body sort of represents a sangha, like quality, high level quality of practitioner. So they're all into one and they're no separate, and you shouldn't feel guilty because they're one. I jokingly tell them, but it's the truth. If you have other God or other your yadam, other practice Buddha in your mind, you should also invite them as all in one. In a Buddha, if all the gods or all the deities is just good as a Buddha, you can say all of you into synchronize as one, and then you focus that and you practice. So you did not really exclude, is the word? You did not exclude it. You really included all things important to you. You included. That's my advice. Oh, you're welcome. De nada. No es nada? Next question. Anybody else? Guru beats, guru, connection with the guru. Guru, guru, guru. Yes.
Lamala, you mentioned guru beads.
I cannot hear you.
You've been mentioning guru beads.
Right.
Could you say more about what they are? Or?
Well, if you can have this many gurus, then there is one big one in the middle here. That was the biggest guru among all the guru. That would be Guru B. Any more question? Last question, anybody?
Can we have like a
you have lots of questions.
Does like guru practice, guru yoga practice, and idam practice, and dakini practice, they have to be separate, or you do them one by one, or you choose?
I thought I talked to that a minute ago. The all practice is depend on your guru, therefore it is part of the guru, guru's blessing. Guru, in other words, there's no. In other words, you cannot Tibetan Buddhist. The structure is you can't just practice yadam practice and you have nothing to do with the guru. In other words, you say, I refuse to study the from professor, but I want to be a practicer, philosophy or doctor, but I don't want to study with any teacher. That contradicts what you want. Same thing, you cannot practice yadam if you don't have a guru. And a quality and relationship with the guru has a lot to do with your progressing with the yadam practice. We're talking about not just guru, but the guru of the guru. We're talking about that. So you have to keep that in mind, because in the West culture, guru is not 100% understood what the guru mean. And also relationship with the guru is very sacred, but we take them as so ordinary, like hamburger or coffee shop, dealing with buying coffee, same kind of, same level. That's totally different, if I may say that. So some of you might have a better quality, some of you may still need to work on that. But my advice is, when we receive teaching from guru or any guru, I'm not trying to tell you that you can't complain me. I'm not. If it's a reasonable that I'm making a mistake, you can show me, you can teach me, so I don't make mistake. Part of me, human. You teach me, that's fine. But generally speaking, if you receive teachings and you learn and receive many teachings, many years, many months, you don't want to put the whole thing in a toilet. What you built, what you learn, what you benefit, you don't want to toss in a toilet. And in Buddhist tradition, that's like after your death, you won't toss in your toilet your dharma, your understanding, your wisdom, your teachings that you receive from your guru. You don't want to toss them in the toilet. In other words, you will never review your guru as a negative. Simply, what you benefit entire your life is so big, you don't want to do that. In Western society, today, so you can call me, you are my guru, supreme guru. I dedicate my life to you. Tomorrow, you could say, hey, I don't understand you. I challenge you. And maybe you're just nothing but, bad words like that. That does not happen in a real Buddhist practitioner, in a real life in a Buddhist practice between a disciple and lama. It's happened in the West a lot. That's because Dhamma may be new. That's maybe because it's a new thing that people don't understand well. And that could be maybe teachers don't speak their language well, so there's a lot of problem with the two teaching Dhamma. I think there is some problem somewhere. I just don't know. Does that make sense? Did I make clear or confuse you? So if you are genuine Dharma practitioner, don't waste your time and energy thinking about negatives of Dharma student or any teachers in the universe. Just increase your practice and collect what real helpful for you. Collect more what helpful for your life rather than judgmental with so-and-so how they walk, so-and-so how they eat, so-and-so has all this judgmental going on. And Buddha did not say your Dharma practice will be real good if you projecting negative and judging everybody. Buddha said, judge your own mind, judge your own fault, and check your own mind. He constantly say, go into your mind, why you judging anybody when you haven't judged yourself yet? Judge yourself. So I also recommend that all of you, in case if you listen to me, please, that don't judge others, your brothers, sisters, judge yourself. Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Sarva Mangalam.
Please rise and sing a song of enlightenment.